CD 6.
Bagrat whirled away in the buffeting wind, clinging tightly to a broomstick which now, she feared, had about as much buoyancy as a bit of firewood. It certainly wasn't capable of sustaining a full-grown woman against the beckoning fingers of gravity. As she plunged down towards the forest roof, in a long, shallow dive, she reflected that there was possibly something complimentary in the way Granny Weatherwax resolutely refused to consider other people's problems. It implied that, in her considerable opinion, they were quite capable of sorting them out by themselves. Some kind of change spell was probably in order. Magrat concentrated. Well, that seemed to work. Nothing in the sight of mortal man had in fact changed. What Magrat had achieved was a mere adjustment of the mental processes. From a bewildered and slightly frightened woman gliding inexorably towards the inhospitable ground, to a clear-headed, optimistic and positive-thinking woman who had really got it together, was taking full responsibility for her own life, and in general knew where she was coming from, although, unfortunately, where she was heading had not changed in any way, but she felt a lot better about it. She dug her heels in and forced the broomstick to yield the last dregs of its power in a brief burst, sending it skimming erratically a few feet from the trees. As it sagged again and started to plough a furrow among the midnight leaves, she tensed herself, prayed to whatever gods of the forest might be listening that she would land on something soft, and let go. There are 3,000 known major gods on the disk, and research theologians discover more every week. Apart from the minor gods of rock, tree and water, there are two that haunt the Ramtops. Hoki, half a man, half a goat, and entirely a bad practical joker, who was banished from Dun Manifestin for pulling the old exploding mistletoe joke on blind Io, chief of all the gods. And also Herne the Hunted, the terrified and apprehensive deity of all small furry creatures whose destiny it is to end their lives as a brief crunchy squeak. Either could have been candidates for the small miracle which then occurred, for in a forest full of cold rocks, jagged stumps and thorn bushes, Magrat landed on something soft. Granny, meanwhile, was accelerating towards the mountains on the second leg of the journey. She consumed the regrettably tepid cocoa and, with proper environmental consideration, dropped the bottle as she passed over an upland lake. It turned out that Magrat's idea of sustaining food was two rounds of egg and cress sandwiches, with the crusts cut off, and Granny noticed, before the wind whipped it away, a small piece of parsley placed with consideration and care on top of each one. Granny regarded them for some time. Then she ate them. A chasm loomed, still choked with winter snow, like a tiny spark in the darkness, a dot of light against the hugeness of the Ramtops. Granny tackled the maze of the mountains. Back in the forest, Magrat sat up and absent-mindedly pulled a twig from her hair. A few yards away, the broomstick dropped through the trees, showering leaves. A groan and a small, half-hearted tinkle caused her to peer into the gloom. An instinct figure was on its hands and knees searching for something. "Did I land on you?" said Magrat. "Someone did," said the fool. They crawled nearer to one another. "You? You? What are you doing here?" "Mary, I was walking along the ground," said the fool. "A lot of people do. You know what I mean? I know it's been done before. It's not original. Probably lacks imagination, but, well, it's always been good enough for me. Did I hurt you?" "I think I've got one or two bells that won't be the same again." The fool scrabbled through the leaf mould and finally located his hated hat. It clonked. "Totally crushed, i' faith," he said, putting it on anyway. He seemed to feel better for that and went on, "Rain, yes. Hail, yes. Even lumps of rock. Fish and small frogs, okay. Women, no, up till now. Is it going to happen again?" "You've got a bloody hard head," said Magrat, pulling herself to her feet. "Modesty forbids me to comment,"